Hello, welcome to Film 3250, Animation History in Practice. I'm Lynn Tomlinson, and I'm going to explain your third assignment, which is a cutout animated portrait where you can learn about lip sync. Do you all know what lip sync is? That's when a character, animated character, looks like it's talking. So the first step is that I'm going to give each of you a short section of audio of the professor explaining the assignment, which is what this is right now. And then you're going to paint sheets of cardstock with bright colors. And it works best if you'll just let the paint be streaky and let the colors mix. Then you're going to cut your figures and designs out of the painted paper. A lot of illustrators, including the famous illustrator Eric Carle, use this style. You may know his book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar. I can show you some images a little later. Then I want you to listen carefully to your section of audio that you've been given and analyze it frame by frame, listening for any changes in inflection or expression in the voice. Then you'll cut out shapes for the different parts of the face, like lips or expressive eyebrows, or even shoulders or hands might be useful for showing gestures, because lip sync isn't just about the lips. You might need a tilt of the head or blink of the eyes to get just the right expression. Your background will be a larger sheet of paper that you can decorate as you like. You can use your imagination. It doesn't just have to be a talking heads. There's lots of other creative elements that you can add coming in and out of the frame. I'll show you how to analyze the sound in the editing program so that you can isolate different phonetic sounds. Some examples of different phonetic sounds might be B or P, which are made with the lips closed, B and P sounds. And those are ones you're going to want to look for when you analyze the sound. There's also OO and F. Different kinds of vowel and consonant sounds make different mouth positions. So maybe look in a mirror and see what it would look like if you were saying the section of sound that you're given. The last step is that we'll bring the images that you've shot into the editing program. And here you can fine-tune your work, making sure that the different mouth positions correspond to the dialogue track. You might find that the mouth moves too much. A lot of words we say blend together, so the mouth may open and close less than you think. You can edit out excess frames and move the B and P closed mouth sounds to the right places. So I think that's it, and thanks, and I hope you have fun with your cutout lip sync project. Thanks. Bye.